If your vibe is the earlier the better, Lowe's early Black Friday deals are a no-brainer. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members get free delivery, haul-away, basic installation, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 11/4. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. LG member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, and Germanicus is here, and he knows that I've made a list, and I could go through that. It's no need, of the women who had power in the first century AD. And that was a long list, and they were very powerful. Livia of Augustus's time, Messalina and Agrippina the Younger of Claudius's time. Very powerful. And yet, there was not the move into total power that is possible in this election cycle. Total power as in if Cleopatra had been successful. She was not. As if Agrippina the Younger had been successful. She was not. But there was a moment that it was an imagined possibility, imagined outcome in Rome. Is that possible in the 21st century? And Germanicus, I don't ask you to account for the therapeutic culture. We're in one. However, if you're Empress of America, it doesn't matter what the culture is. You're Empress. Is it possible that we'll do what Rome could not do?
Women in Rome, and later Rome's successor, Byzantium, and then even in the Western Latin European Middle Ages, there were women who stood out as having amazing leverage, influence, and even a decisive capacity to shape events. And they were able to do so because women had power as a result of the nature of societies where, for example, in feudal Europe, you know, women could be in a position where they had, like Eleanor of Aquitaine, had an entire duchy that was the most powerful and prosperous place in all of Europe, and thus had enormous power. And in our world, which says that, oh, it was the world of the patriarchy until today, and women had no say, that is not just a lie, it contravenes the reality of the historical record. And you had very powerful women like Boudica and Zenobia of Palmyra, who were tremendous leaders. And so there is no bar to women doing that today. You know, you could see in the 18th century even that you had Maria Theresa and Catherine the Great in the Seven Years' War were the main protagonists fighting against Britain and Frederick the Great. And then later, you know, you have Margaret Thatcher, Indira Gandhi, Golda Meir, who were tremendously powerful rocks of their nation in times of crisis. So yes, that is a possibility. One of the most interesting elements of the situation we inhabit today is, I would suggest, that the therapeutic ethos does not allow for heroic women to reach the kind of place where they can perform as their antecedents did centuries and millennia ago.
I'm using Roman examples, Germanicus. When you use Eleanor of Aquitaine, that doesn't help. Roman examples in the first century AD, the emperor system made whoever was in concert with the emperor very powerful.
Yes, very powerful. Yes.
I don't think Eleanor of Aquitaine had that kind of power. She did regionally, but not across in the Mediterranean.
So, she did, though. I mean, she completely dominated her first husband,
Louis. All right,
Louis.
I give up.
Oh, no, I'm just saying. I mean, she was the
I want you to
foundation
stay with
of.
Rome because Rome was the power. Eleanor of Aquitaine in northern France was not a power. It was a regional power. I'm talking about an empire.
Okay, well, that there's a lot of parsing that can go on, but the fact is that in Roman times, which was a very patriarchal system, let us be honest, women were able to insinuate themselves into positions of power through marriage and their own personality. So Livia, for example, was enormously influential,
right,
as the partner of Augustus. The same was true of Theodora later on with Justinian in the sixth century. And so you have that precedent, but they were operating in a different context. And that is extremely resonant to that period. But today, we have discarded that kind of partnership. I want to bring up here, you know, another partnership.
All right,
that,
quickly, go ahead.
Yes. Well, you have Marie de Bourgogne and Maximilian, the scion or scion of the Habsburgs, and their marriage, which was a real love match, created the dominant Habsburg power that ruled most of Europe for the next century and a half. And she was a power in her own right because she had the most industrially developed part of Europe, which was from her father, Charles le Téméraire. It was Burgundy and
all
of
the Netherlands. I agree with you, but you're not giving me my understanding of an emperor as a woman, an empress, ruling not because she's married to it, but because she's powerful. She's the thing itself.
The only example of that in prior times was Irene, who actually was not a Basileia, but a Basileus, and to some extent Zoe. I mean, these were unusual situations. Today, the problem, and I'm putting this to you as a proposition, that there are women who could be empresses today, but they are not allowed to be. And in fact, one of the reasons that you have a very weak woman like Ms. Harris, as opposed to someone who would be much more capable, like Tulsi Gabbard, is that the therapeutic ethos does not like the heroic, and that extends to heroic.
So you don't think it's possible then?
Well, the therapeutic ethos is an oligarchic, consensual, collective, rule-based ethos that does not allow a single person to stand out.
In our century, a single person stood out. They were mostly 21st century were pathological, but they stood out. You'd have to say Caligula stood out, Tiberius stood out, Claudius stood out.
But I think if you want an example of a leader who embodied the heroic ethos, that would be Margaret Thatcher. Or Indira Gandhi, for God's sake, or Golda Meir. And the fact is that the
dominant... Yeah, but you're picking off parts of an empire. You're not picking off an empire itself. And so
the answer I'm
going to take from you is no, it hasn't happened yet.
No, and it won't as long as the therapeutic ethos dominates.
That's an answer. That's where we are. Now, we have an election, and we'll entertain the... It's a 50-50 election. We'll entertain if we're ready for an empress, not ruling because she's married to or because she's the daughter of, but as emperor for X number of years. Germanicus and Gaius, looking at the possibilities of these next weeks, the age of heroism does seem a stretch for Donald Trump. So,
well,
I'm smiling. Germanicus. he's flipping fries in a McDonald's in California. That's somehow, I don't think Achilles was good. Patroclus, neither of them could get to that. Priam, Paris, I don't think Ajax, can you see Ajax flipping fries? I don't think so.
Common touch, John, the common touch.
Agamemnon, you know, at the cash register. I don't know. Germanicus is Michael Vlahos. I am Gaius John Batchelor, Londinium. We're off to, well, no, the theater's still closed. There's this virus going around, and the Londinium health authorities keep closing our entertainment on Sunday night. So we'll sacrifice to the great god Augustus. We'll say kind words to Livia, and then we'll go out home. Thank you.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.